Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. But I will seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto me. My. Ooh, I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so that she can make the announcements and so that she can pray for us or do whatever the Lord has given her to do. I thank God for each and every one of you. And all I want to say is praise God. Praise God and praise God again. Minister Sheila, are you available to pray for us and share whatever the Lord is giving you for us today?
Thank you, Apostle. I just want to give thanks to the Lord for blessing us all with another day of life, another birthday, another day that we did not have to have, but due to his love, his mercy, he has blessed us with another day of life. I want to thank God and thank him and thank him and thank him and his Lord Jesus, and yet through our lifetime we cannot thank him enough. Father, I give honor to you who have blessed us with another day of life. Through your mercy and your love, you have cherished to love us with another day, another birthday to learn and to appreciate and to praise your name with the Son, Christ Lord Jesus. I give honor to all that is here today that he has gracefully given life to. Their son might have been here earlier this morning, but not here, but asking to bless their families and to bring them through all their trials and tribulations and to bless their hearts and their minds and soul. I give up honor to Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Wright, Pastor Lawrence C. Berry, Minister Margot McCoy, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Dr. Serena Wright, Mother Evangelist Missionary Tony Montgomery and Linda Handy, and to all that God have blessed us through. And I thank you for blessing me through this bloodline family and also this spiritual family. Give honor and ask God to continue to bless my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, nieces, nephews, cousins, granddaughters, grandsons, to all the family that I know and don't know. For God, we give honor in your name of Christ Lord Jesus. And to bless this government, to let them know they are here to serve all people, not just some people. And to bless this law enforcement, you are here to serve us all, every human being on this earth, no matter what their sex is, their creed, their religion, black, white, Mexicans, no matter what your nationality is. God is here to bless us all, and we all need to praise his name and to bless us and to help us to learn and praise and love him more and to understand the way that God has for us to live and to bless all the young men and women that's out here in these streets to let them know that they're wrong in what they're doing. They're robbing, killing, and just doing to people as they see fit, which is not the way of God. To let them know that they do not have a right to take a life or to take what God has blessed others with. To remove these demon devils out of our lives and to let them know that the light is better than the darkness, no matter what the devil brings to you to make it look good. It's just to bring you into the darkness and the damnation of life that he has for you, which is ugly. We need to be blessed to let us see and understand all the beautiful, the blessings, the life that the Lord has given, has to give us. But yet we still refuse to let him bless us because of the trickery of these demons and the devil has out here. Lord, we need your help. We need it each and every day. We need you to bless us through our finance, our sickness, whatever we're going through. We need to put it into your hands, pray it up to you, Lord, that you show us the way to get through no matter what we're going through our families, on our job, in our neighborhoods, even within ourselves. We are suffering problems, and we need you to bless us, Lord. And for all the ones that's out here sick, show them and let them know that you can heal no matter what the doctors are saying. You can remove every ache, every pain, every disease, every virus, no matter what you're going through. It's a temptation of the devil is trying to trick us and let us know, if you was with me, you wouldn't be sick. You wouldn't be broke. You wouldn't be hungry. You wouldn't be homeless. But yet we all know if we are to live the way we live it, let God live it through us. He can take us through any and everything, no matter what it is, and to protect us and to raise us up in his light and to bring us all out of the darkness. But, Lord, I thank you for blessing us with another day. But yet I say I cannot thank you enough. But I thank you for this morning. I thank you for now. I thank you for what you have for us, and that we need to wait on you. No matter what you want, it don't mean it's what he has for you. You might want this, but he might have something that is much better than what you're going to get. But ask God whatever you want, you love, to ask God to bless you and to show you the right way. He can pick out what is best for you. But just ask God to lead you and to show you the way of life through him. And I want to thank him and thank him. I just also want to say to be with us each and every Sunday morning for Let's Talk with Dr. to Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Wright, at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. 9:30 Central Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, and on Monday nights, which is on Blog Talk and Facebook, so Let's Talk with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright as the speaker. But the speaker for this Monday night is the first Monday night of the month, I believe it is. Dr. Serena Wright, a wonderful woman of knowledge, teaching, and a good leadership with the Lord. And that's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Friday night, which is Blog Talk and Facebook, I believe it's the second Friday of this month, which is shared with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and Prophet Antoine Thomas, which is Mighty Teachers, that they share tonight. And they have mighty, mighty powerful words to learn and to teach and to advise us on. I just want to say thank you and thank you. And Friday night is 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to remember our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. And excuse me for stumbling, but like I said, I'm at work and trying to make sure I get everything out right. And if I misquoted anything, I appreciate it with the corrections, because we all need to understand, no matter what we all think might be right, we are not all perfect. It's only God and his Son, Christ Lord Jesus. And don't be getting upset and having an attitude when you are corrected, because we all need corrections in this life. But yet, God has us and loves us. And as I want to thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Back to you, Apostle Elect.
Amen, amen, amen. God is so good to us. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Wow. On this past week, God demonstrated himself to me in such a way that I was honored that he reminded me how much I need him. I know you may say, well, what about me? Yes, you need him too. On this week, our past week, he demonstrated to me how he's always there for me. So today we're going to talk about a mixture of a topic. The main topic is going to be about covering. But the subtitle, although it's a subtitle, it's really the message in itself. And that is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The covering that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords provides us. But before we get into it, I just want to remind everybody that many of the people on the line are married or have been married before. And so you've had the honor and the privilege of having a husband to cover you, not to dominate you, not to control you, not to practice witchcraft over you, but that which was the honor of the husband respecting his wife so much that he covered her. 1 Peter 3:7 says, likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of God, that your prayers be not hindered. I love how that scripture talks about honoring the wife and giving her and being joint with her in grace. And it also talks about the power of prayer. And yet, 1 Timothy 6:15-16 talks about what I was talking about with the King of Kings, but I'm going to read the Message version, which is verses 13 through 16. I am charging you before the life-giving God and before Christ, who took his stand before Pontius Pilate and didn't give an inch. Keep this command to the letter and don't slack off. Our master, Jesus Christ, is on his way. He'll show up right on time. His arrival guaranteed by the blessed, undisputed ruler, High King, High God. He's the only one deaf. His light so bright, no one can get close. He's never been seen by human eyes. Human eyes can't take him in. Honor to him and eternal rule. Oh, yes. But then the King James Version, verses 15 through 16 of that sixth chapter of 1 Timothy says, which in his time he shall show who is the blessed and only Pontius, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who only hath immortality dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen, nor can see, to whom be honored and power everlasting. Amen. And then the Revelation 17 and 14, King James Version says, these shall make war with the Lamb. The Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Revelations 19 and 16, King James Version says, and he hath on his vesture, on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When we talk about someone being someone's covering, it's a person that fears God. But we fear God even when he makes us leaders of others. Even when he will make you the little king of the big king, the little lord of the big lord. 2 Samuel 23, verses 3 and 4 says, and God and the God of Israel has spoken. The rock of Israel has said to him, when one rules justly over men, ruling in the fear of God, he draws on them like the morning light, like the sun shining forth on a cloudless morning, like rain that makes grass to sprout from the earth. See, in the church, normally when we talk about someone being covered, someone that, you know, received the gifts of salvation, healing, deliverance, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and sometimes God has even blessed them even more outside of the church with cars, houses, and various things that they need. But see, we need to know that the God that we serve not only has blessed us with things, he's blessed us with his angels that are encamped all around us. Just think about that. Selah for a moment. What else has God blessed you with? Health, strength, and more? What else has God blessed you with? A ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ? What else has God blessed you with? Economic status? The ability to retire from earthly jobs? What else has God blessed you with? The ability to have the favor of God on and off the job? Well, let me share a testimony with you. On this week, I was speaking to two members of my team, and I was talking to them and telling them how I wanted them to focus on this written timeline where someone had put in a complaint and they had put in a timeline of the events that happened, and then our team put in the same thing. And I was explaining to them how we needed to concentrate on the timeline, not the stories that the person was telling in order to cover themselves or if they made a mistake. But I wanted them to concentrate on the facts. I wanted them to concentrate on what was written so that I would be able to cover them, that my main agenda was to cover them and to clear their name. And even if I could not clear their name, if what the person said was true, that I would let the person know that we had learned lessons and that we would do a better job in the future. So one of my employees was, no, I need a screenshot of what that person sees in the system versus what we see in the system and their excuses that they're talking about with a glitch. And I told them, I said, the accusation is what I'm talking about. I don't need a screenshot. I don't need to see what they see versus what you see in the system. I need to know that these accusations, if they're true or not. I'm not trying to expose the person and to show to their leadership that they made a mistake. I'm not trying to cover them. My aim is to clear you and to clear your name. And if you get caught up in talking about the excuses, then you're missing what I've asked you to do. So that may be your agenda to get the screenshots and all of that to prove that the person is not telling the truth, but it's not my agenda. My agenda is to cover you, to clear you, and to do what I need to do to let them know that I've got you. And I said, I know it's important to you that you want to show who's right and expose people. I said, but in the position that I'm in, I don't run people over with buses. In the position that I'm in, I don't run people over with trains, especially when those people look like you. One of the main things we have to understand that the microaggressions and microinequalities and the racisms in this systemic system that we're in oftentimes wants us to expose one another when what we need to do is just stick to what we need to do. And if that person made a mistake, let them deal with their leadership and let you all deal with me. And how many of you know that the very thing that I was telling them about, how I needed to cover them, although I have to admit, since my boss, Seth, retired, who was a mentor of mine, I have not been covered in my jobs in the government. A matter of fact, I've always felt naked and exposed to the sense that the microaggressions and the micro inequalities caused me to go unto God himself and say, God, I can't get the covering on the job that I see so many others get of different colors or different races. But he did me like he did Apostle Sandra Thomas years ago. He says, okay, well, you give what you're not getting. You show others how to cover when they're uncovered. And so as I was talking to them and I was prophesying to myself, I didn't know that during this past week that I would be in a life or death situation and that God would send me the covering that I asked for and that I was telling them that I was going to give them. See, God used me to be their covering, even though I don't have a covering in the earthly realm of what I'm talking about. But during this life or death situation, God sent me two earthly angels to save my life. But he also gave me two virtual earthly angels, too, that were in the office at the same time that was listening to one of the other earthly angels at the same time that I was talking to one of my virtual earthly angels. And when they had mentioned my name, the dispatcher, who in this case, said, oh, I'm already talking to her. I have her on the line. God showed me some of the things that he used to give me favor, to open up the doors so that my earthly angels would be a covering as well. He showed me how many times us military veterans talk about how people don't give us honor or they don't give us thank yous for us going into other countries fighting wars to save their lives. And many times we don't even understand that a lot of times people will say, I have to beat up the bad person to make an example to the other people so that they won't do whatever. And that's kind of what the military does. But he also showed me favor in knowing that they saw that, okay, she's older, she's not young, you know, look out for her. And he also showed me that in this very extreme cold weather that was in the 20s, but it felt like it was less than 3 degrees, and the wind was blowing, and the snow was all of a sudden coming down. The snow hadn't been coming down all morning, but as soon as I was stuck out there in the cold, here comes the snow. And then I'm stranded on the side of the road, on this busy road where cars are almost hitting me. So I was sitting in the car, and God told me to get out of the car. So when he told me to get out of the car, and I was talking to AAA at the same time, he also gave me the wisdom to open up the hatch because there was no emergency gear on the inside of the car. Open up the doors, you know, to have on the flashers and things of that sort. And I said, God, I just want to know, what should I do? God, I just want to know, how should I handle this? Because I'm so cold. God, I'm cold to the bone. I want you all just to feel out for a quick moment on what it would be like to be stranded and cold to the bone. How many of you know that the military had me in very hot weather? It also had me in very cold weather. It showed me how to be in times where there was a type of bivouac. And in during that time of bivouac, when I was cold, I had various things in place that taught me how to acclimate and how to be warm, even in a cold environment. And I also had things where if it was too hot, it showed me how to drink water, even when there wasn't ice available, in order to cool off. So the military had trained me to be available to my various team members, even in the midst of cold and even in the midst of extreme hot weather. It had showed me what to do, or they showed me what to do in the midst of a battle, in the midst of Scuds going over my head, Scud missiles. They prepared me for this past week. So as I called AAA, because I'm going to talk about calling 911 as well. But as I called AAA, And they told me it was going to take them 60 to 90 minutes to tow me. My God. It's freezing outside, and it's going to take 60 to 90 minutes to get to me. So I called my son and let him know I couldn't pick him up. I called my sister Renee to ask her for prayer. And I needed to, you know, call others, but I couldn't because I first needed to make sure that 911 was on their way. So as I'm standing out in the cold, because the car had stalled, so there's no heat, there's nothing to assist me. I'm feeling myself just getting colder and colder, and then the enemy of my soul flashed across my mind, the little boy that was put in the freezer and put under the cold water, and how he froze to death. And at that time, I was just still saying, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. If I got to walk 3 miles to Wendy's or McDonald's or whatever, I still trust you. So I'm finished with AAA, and I'm on the phone with 911, and they're telling me that what's the emergency, and I explained to them what the emergency is, and the lady is like, well, is there anywhere that you can go, you know, to stay warm? And mind you that usually I only wear minimum clothing when I'm going from point A to point B, and it appears to be, you know, something less than 20 miles. But God told me to dress warmer, so I had on a couple of layers. And plus, I left my big coat in the car. See, this is God preparing me, and this was done earlier that morning because I didn't know what was about to happen. And so when 911 got involved, they made the 60 to 90 minutes that they had said that it was going to take for the tow truck to get there. It changed. It became less. But mind you, I've already been out here for quite a while, so I'm already cold. And so I said, okay, if 911 can't get the police officer here to keep me warm for a minute or get the tow truck to come, I'm just going to lock this car up and leave it. I'm going to walk the 3 miles in this cold weather where it's snowing to McDonald's or Wendy's, but I need to get somewhere not only safe, but I've got to warm up because I'm cold to the bone. That's all I kept saying to God is, God, I am so cold. I'm cold to the bone. So then as I went to walk away, immediately the tow truck showed up. There's another one of my earthly angels. And he's fussing because I didn't answer the phone. Now, I could not answer his phone call. You know why? Because they never came to my phone. They never registered in my phone that he was calling me. So all this time, when he gets the, you know, car on the back of the thing and I get to get in the tow truck, he shows me where he called me several times. But there's still nothing on my phone that shows that he called me. I reset my phone and go through everything to try to see if his phone calls would show up. How did I know he was telling me the truth? Because he told me what my voicemail said. So how would he know what my voicemail said if he hadn't called my phone that did not register that he had even tried to call me? See, the enemy had blocked it to where this man, usually if he doesn't get in touch with you, his thing is he does not get paid for showing up. He gets paid for the pickup. So he usually just turns around. He says, but God would not allow him to turn around. He was supposed to go to pick up someone else prior to coming to me. But God made me an emergency for him. 911 hadn't got in touch with him yet. AAA hadn't given him the right directions that I had given them, but he followed God and what God told him to do to get to me. Now, when he shows me his phone, I show him my phone, how I have nothing from him. And still today, I have nothing on my phone showing that he called me, other than when he called me when I was in the truck to prove to me that he had been calling me. See, when God sent my four angels to cover me, the earthly technology still didn't back up what had truly happened. There is no evidence in my phone to show that this man called me, but yet I know he called me. There's no evidence that I was going to make it to the building, which was at CarMax, to keep me partially warm. There was no evidence to show me that afterwards, since I hadn't eaten all day, that I would get a great meal that would fill me up. There was no evidence to show me, but I knew in my heart and my mind and my total being that God did not allow technology to hinder what he had set in order to cover me. There was no evidence in a natural realm, but I knew it in the spirit realm, that being a child of God and being a veteran and so much more would work out for my good. There was no evidence that in spite of what the enemy of my soul tried to do when he wanted me to freeze to death, because I don't know, because I'm not as spry as I used to be, what would have happened during those 3 miles of me walking in the cold, and I was already cold to the bone. At what point would I have made it to the 3 miles? What would have happened, because I was already cold to the bone? But God intervened, and he made sure that not only did I make it somewhere to eat and somewhere where it was warm, but that my sister, who was one of my earthly angels, drove all the way from Chicago, because God put an unction in, even in her heart and on her mind, and said, you're going over to another state to rescue your sister. And he opened up the and cleared the roads for not only the tow truck, but for my sister in rush hour to get to me in the time that they got to me. And it's not that I'm saying that I'm so much of that. It's that God knew the severity of the situation that I was in, and I knew that he had prepared me for it years and years ago, but that I did not know the outcome. See, you need to know, people were driving past me. I didn't say that nobody saw me. People saw me standing out on the road, but because of COVID and because of the way the world is right now, do you know that people have become heartless with even knowing that they're heartless? Glory to God. They were driving past me, and one of them even had the nerve to say, get out the middle of the road. My. There were people driving past me that didn't say, is that a young person? Is that an old person? Or just that's the person. And it's snowing out here. It feels like it's less than 3 degrees. But God, he covered me. The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, my daddy God covered me. He said, that's one of my leaders. That's one of my clerics. That's one of my daughters. That's one of my people that have said that she would believe in her heart and confess with her mouth that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is Messiah. Jesus Christ is Lord. See, that's just one of the testimonies that I'm sharing with you about the covering of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, about the covering of God. See, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. See, in the beginning, God set it up so that he would be our covering, not the stuff that he had to allow to be made to cover Adam and Eve. He was our covering. We could stand before him in our pure nakedness because he was our covering. But see, now in these days, there's other things that coverings do as well that I'm going to be sharing with you all throughout the week, these weeks on Sundays, if I don't get to finish the message on today, because this is just one of the coverings. And it's the covering that's because I feared the Lord. It's the covering because my earthly angels, minister Sylvia and the tow truck man, feared the Lord. I didn't know that man. He was from Honduras, but he obeyed God. He could not take the job that he had assigned before me because God gave him an immediate urgency, expectation to get to me. Remember, 911 hadn't got to him yet. So the urgency that they were going to put on him, which would have caused him to get there extremely fast, God had already put on him. My God. We need to know that God knows our heart. Others may look at us and not understand that when God makes you a leader, when God makes you one of the little kings of the king, when God makes you one of the little lords of the Lord, that you will have a type of covering from God that makes you be integral towards others, impartial towards others, and compassionate towards others. See, we have to hold up a justice and a covering of others that says, I won't hate you or take a bribe to hurt you or to my advantage in order to build myself up. I won't treat you wrong just because this other thing that I have before you can take me to a nice warm house and I don't have to worry about being cold out there like you are. I can take this next job that is much quicker than yours and get paid for that before I get to you, even though by the time I get to you, you may be of harm. I will do right by you. I will show you passion because although you may not be classified as a poor person, you are a needy person. So in this case, God covered me because I feared him. And God covered me because when I could have did wrong and even they could have done wrong, we were integral. We were compassionate towards who God wanted us to be compassionate against. That other person that the tow truck driver was going to, they could have been at home because all they needed was a jump. And I don't know what was going on with them. I know he went back to them afterwards because he said he was, if they still needed him. But see, this type of spiritual covering that I'm talking about on today is a spiritual covering that comes down and creates an earthly covering so that my four earthly angels, the two that physically made it to me, and the two that virtually made sure things were in place with 911, that even though there was some rebellion and witchcraft and demonic things out there that made it where I never, to this day, ever received the tow truck driver's several phone calls to me that when he told me what my answering things said in my voicemail, I knew without a shadow of a doubt that he was telling me the truth. And then when he backed it up by showing me what was on his phone and the times that he called, I didn't even need for him to show me that. But once he did and I saw that his screenshot, per se, and my screenshot would have been totally different, but in the spirit realm, when he quoted to me my voicemail, my God, I knew that God not only was spiritually covering me, he had sent me earthly covering. One of them could have went to make another stop prior to me because they had them that had came in before mine. One was on their way home in a whole nother state, who went to where they were that day when they could have went somewhere else and made it where they were even closer to come to meet me. And this is not about me per se. I don't want you all to think that I'm glorifying me. I want you to hear what I'm saying about how God can use earthly people. See, we have to be careful who we entertain. You never know who God's going to use to rescue you. You never know who God's going to use to bless you. You never know who God's going to use for you to bless, for you to be used by God. My. On next Sunday, I'll be covering the other parts of being covered by God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Fearing him is definitely something we all must do. We must revere him. We must honor him. And we must know that we must do things justly according to what God is saying. People always say it's about equality, and it is. People always say it's about equity, and it is. But with God, being covered by God is about honoring him. When you honor God, he will cover you. The enemy comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. The enemy has come to devour us, to try to cause us to miss God, to try to cause us to lose our focus and to be misdirected. You know, somebody would have been out there blaming God because they were cold to the bone. But I was honoring God and doing the things that I knew to do based off of the things that he had equipped me to have, the 911 call, the AAA call, the call to let my son and one of my sisters know what was going on with me, and the desire to want to call others. But I was on the phone with the 911 call, so I couldn't call others to ask them to pray. But there's power. One can chase a thousand, but two can put 10,000 to chase. So maybe the enemy wanted to put more demonic things towards me, but by the time the enemy tried to get whatever he thought he was going to do, God had already intervened. Let God intervene. Let God intervene for you, for you, for you. Over here, over there, north, south, east, and west, in the center, wherever you are. Let God cover you. I'm going to turn the program back over to Minister Sheila so she can let you all know the lines are open. And then on next Sunday, unless God tells me differently, we're going to cover a few other things that happens when God covers you. Minister Sheila?
Thank you for that powerful elect. Like I said, I want to thank God for sending the angels, for sending the ones to rescue you, to let us know no matter what we're going through, don't stop believing in God. The lines are open. Does anyone have a statement, testimony, or remark? The lines are open.
Praise God, saints of God. I just like to thank God for another Sunday, and I want to thank Apostle Elect for sharing her testimony with us. And it's just amazing to hear the equity of God, of how he never leaves us or forsakes us. And as you spoke toward the end, something got my attention in what you said about urgency. The urgency of your situation, and I feel there is an urgency that we must feel to serve God. There's an urgency that we must feel to serve him and honor him. There is an urgency because of the atmosphere, because of what the enemy is trying to do. There's an urgency. Hallelujah, an urgency to praise him, to worship him, and to know that everything that happens in our life is for a reason. There's a purpose behind it, but God always there. Thank you for letting us know we have earthly angels. We have heavenly angels. We have God on our side. No matter what we go through, I thank God for using you to help us to see that there is an urgency, and we must respond to it by honoring God, and He is our covering. Be blessed of God.
Thank you, Minister Margo McCoy. Is there anyone else? The lines are open.
God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things that He has done. Oh, God, I thank you for all that you have done, God. Even when we don't know what it looks like, God, I thank you for being there. Your word says you will bless us going in and coming out. God, you said you will bless us in the field. God, I just thank you for blessing us in our home. God, I thank you for everything you've done. I thank you for the ability to be in the right place at the right time. God, I thank you for knowing how to hear your voice, to hear you when you say right now. I thank you for opening up a way to make a way to get where you need us to be. Thank you, God, for everything you're doing. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and I want to say thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Right? Is there anyone else? Okay, I just want to thank all that is listening, the ones that had a chance to talk and ones that didn't, but I just want to say, God, I thank you. I thank you for blessing Apostle for in her time of need to let her know that you have her in your hands, that you have covered her, and you will continue to cover her and bless all the help, the angels, and all that was sent to help her and for all that you have done. I want to ask if Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright can pray us out and pray a blessing on Apostle.
I'm at work right now, and I'm not able to. I'm in the middle of patients. Minister Margo, would you be able to step in?
Lord, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for another Sunday, God. We thank you for how you have shown up in the life of Apostle-elect Cecilia. And we thank you, God, for using her as an example, for giving her this platform to allow her to help others see that you are there. You are always available. You are always there. You hear us. You see us. You have a plan for our lives, God. Thank you for being her covering. Thank you for sending others to minister to her. Thank you for giving her the wisdom to hear your voice. Help us all, God, to establish that connection that we need with you, that connection that we need to hear your voice. Open up our hearts and our minds to worship you, to connect with you, to depend on you, to lean on you, to trust you as never before, because our lives do depend on it. Our lives do depend on it, because in you we move and we have our being. Everything we have comes from you. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for sending your son to die for us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who is here to comfort us. Thank you for your word that we have to hide in our hearts so that we will not sin against you. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Thank you, God, is your will concerning us. We thank you, God. We love you and we praise you. We honor you. We worship you. And we love others because you first loved us. In Jesus' name we pray and give you the thanks, Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you for being with us again this Sunday. God bless you. Look to him as you go through the week. Believe him. Lean on him and depend on him because he's trustworthy. Love God with all of your heart. Amen and amen.